So when did you start going along to see the matches at
Eight or nine, I was taken by my father. And I was fortunate to see some of the pre-war players, that's the second world, some of the pre-war players such as Reverend Phillips. I was only a young lad, but Reverend Phillips was in the side together with Tanner.
So what sort of impression did they make on you?
Oh, yeah, yes. I felt I ought to be, I ought to get there somehow. I don't know whether that was the idea of my father taking me along. Because I was steeped in that, in, and there's a picture of me stood in the shed with him about this high. And I thoroughly enjoyed every day I went down there, yes.
Because there were the three clergymen playing.
The three clergymen were playing.
Foster
then, and then there was Bill Hook's brother was playing, Bob Hook. And a fellow named McCandless. Then in the forwards, there was Price and Harris. And Bumps Carpenter were in the front row. This was all just prior to the war. And of course, Bowden was playing.
Yes, Harold Boughton.
So I watched, I saw him before the war, and then when I started my career in 1945, Boughton captained the side. So I saw him prior to the war, and several of the others, then there were a few came back, still young enough to, Boughton was I think about 35, but he started the club off up after the war as captain. So I saw some of these players. Tom Price.
What sort of player was Harold Boughton?
Very solid and a very good fullback. But he only played the one season, and I suppose at that age then he'd started us the club off directly after the war. And that was he finished then.
Yeah, and he must have been a fair age by then.
Yeah, 35 or 36, I presume. And then, of course, Bill came in then.
Right.
And Bill had come back from his war.
Of course, before the war, there was Gloucester not only had Harold Boughton, but they had Graham Parker as well.
Yeah. More sophisticated fullback, but both very good players. Yeah. Both got caps, didn't they?
Why do you say sophisticated? What was the difference between them?
Harold Boughton was more of a solid, down-to-earth player as such, I thought. But Graham Parker would catch the ball and start a movement.
Yeah, so he was more inclined to run with it.
Run with the ball in, and Harold was very, very solid and a wonderful tackler. The one story of Harold Boughton in that first year, we used to go down. I just got in the side then. I was probably one of the youngest ones. We used to go down. He drove for the Bristol Trams, the local bus company, didn't he?
Yes.
And he took us to Neath on the one occasion to play against Neath. And he drove the bus. He drove the bus and brought us back in those early days of the club, That only, I mean, we normally had a bus driver, whether he was off duty or what, I don't know. But
that must be quite an unusual combination, though.
That would never, you imagine that happening today in this professionalism. Yeah, he drove the bus and brought us back. And I always remember that.
Perhaps we should suggest that to Mike Tindall.
He would love that, wouldn't he? So that stays in my mind,
Where did you used, when you were a boy washing at King's Home with your father, where did you used to stand?
In the shed.
Was there the same sort of repartee in the shed in those days?
Not quite as it is today. There wasn't quite as much shouting. And there was a lot more room because I could see and I was only this high.
Do you have any particular moments that you remember from matches from when you were a boy?
Yes, I can remember Tom Price being laid out from a tackle or something, and I thought, well, is this the sort of game for me? And I vaguely remember Boughton tackling Obolensky. who played for Oxford and was a very fast wing, and he ran down, and it stands in my mind, he ran down the shed, and Bowden met him head on and tackled him. And that's one of the incidents I remember. Yes.
A wonderful memory to have.
Yeah.
Can we just go through the three clergymen? What do you remember of Reverend Phillips, Bill Phillips?
Reverend Bill Phillips, very good centre. Of course, I spoke to him at the Legends thing, and he said I wasn't particularly fast, but I think he was a very good player, yes. And he'd come down from one of the universities, hadn't he?
Yes, I think. He was at Oxford.
Oxford, yes. Yeah. And Gloucester Club fed on the back divisions very often from the universities, which brought Tanner and Reverend Hughes as well. Of course, Reverend Hughes stayed and served on the committee and worked for the club.
I guess Kit Tanner played outside.
Right, Reverend Phillips, yes.
What sort of wing was Kit Tanner?
Tanner was a beautiful runner. Yeah. A beautiful runner, yes.
And what sort of player was Mervyn Hughes?
Mervyn Hughes was in the pack, was in the forwards. He played as more as today. He was a loose forward and got about the field a lot. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And who were your favourite players in your boyhood?
I saw Bowden was one, certainly, and Tanner was another. I would think of the ones that I can recall, yes. At that age, anyway, yes.
Because it took Harold Boughton an awful long time to get his England caps, didn't he?
He did, yes.
He had trials for a long time. But then I think you can say that at quite a lot of Gloucester players.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
We're back to the unfashionable Gloucester
at that stage, yes.
Yeah.